was their new single, The Home Between Your Ribs by The Final Girls. This is DJ Polly P, and we have so enjoyed having The Final Girls in the studio this morning. And just outside, your fans are cheering so loud, I'm sure we can hear them. And the world's got to know what is next for you guys.
Do you want me to... Yeah, I can. So we are doing our first nationwide tour this month. Our album is out at midnight tonight, and we are doing some secret shows on the next following weeks, getting prepped for the tour. And those tickets are hidden in hundreds of sleeves of records available for purchase at your local record store. And we posted participating stores on our Instagram.
Wow, you guys are incredible. What a great treat for your fans.
Yeah, like you said, we're big vinyl listeners, so we want to find a way to support the local shops that we love.
Look at that, everyone. And they're socially conscious and supportive of small businesses. I know the fans are very appreciative of something like that. Now, Maxine, you have been throwing a lot of praise to your amazing bass player and your incredible guitarist.
Of course, Buffy is incredible, and no one plays guitar like Sydney.
Undeniably, absolutely, but we haven't heard you talk much about your drummer, that good-looking guy over there.
This guy? No, he's alright, I guess.
Oh, just alright, huh?
Well, we've all been friends for years, and even before we started the band, and him and I have been friends since, like, God, in middle school, so I just, like, have to bully him from time to time. Like, I'm sure you get it.
Well, I'll have to say, your fans have certainly been reading into things pretty deep. There are loads of TikTok edits and fan fictions about you and your drummer here. What do you have to say, Maxine, about all of that? Have you seen any of these edits or any of these fan fictions written by your fans?
We have seen some of that. It's the kind of stuff that we kind of knew was coming with the territory, and we are excited that our fans are so impassioned.
And do you think that there's any plans in the future about any of these fan fictions being brought to life, perhaps? Any romance between the two of you?
I've been doing a lot of talking. What do you think? Yes, perfect response. We would never want a Fleetwood Mac situation, so we just want to focus on the music. Thank you, dude. I'm fucking dying out here.
Well, there's also bands like Paramore that have been in a relationship and the band has lasted very, very well, or even the White Stripes. Those two band members are dating. Don't you think it could be something successful where it could work out like that and even influence your art?
Jesus, Lainey, are you one of these fucking fans? Christ. Exactly, Buffy. We're excited to tour, and we hope everybody loves the album. Thank you so much for having us. Oh, you have everything you need?
Well, okay. I guess. Awesome. Thank you so much to the Final Girls for joining us.
Thank you guys for having us.
They are all standing up. Probably on their way to the meet and greet happening right outside our studio in the next hour.
This is insane.
Their album... Jesus, are they leaving? Their new album, Trauma Blonde, will be out at midnight on all streaming services, and the album is available now where you can buy all physical media.
Fuck, guys, I'm so sorry about that. I just want people to focus on the music that we make and not what the horny fans want, you know? And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to pull focus like that. Great, you're right. One interview is not worth stressing out over. Oh, hey, did you guys see the group chat with our manager? She said, great interview. Fans these days really dig the whole standing up for yourself thing, and that she'll see us at the meet and greet. And, yep, okay, cool. That works for me. Hey, you guys, go ahead. Hey, can I talk to you for a second? Hey, I'm sorry about that. It's just, I'm sure the idea of being with me freaks you out, so I'm just trying to nip it in the bud as much as I can, so that way it's not following us our whole careers, you know? Oh, come on. You've always made it seem like you and me could, like, never happen, that I'm, like, repulsive to you. Wait, what? What do you mean by... okay, yeah, we're coming. Hey, nice to meet you. Thanks for toughing it out for being the last person that we're meeting. Oh, wow, these are for me? Wow, these are gorgeous and incredibly strong smelling flowers. I'm sorry, what was that? Us? Oh, nope. I don't see us ever being together like that, but I do admire the optimism. Maybe you can let me borrow some of yours one day. Thanks for coming, though. Hey, Rockstar. How'd that go for you? Yeah, I was getting a lot of the same thing. Looks like that DJ Polly P is really outreaching a lot of people, really influencing. Oh no, I put my phone in my bag. I couldn't handle all the notifications right now. What did the best manager in the world say? Oh, we get two tour buses? Damn, swanky. And Buffy and Sydney already called one. Cool. Awesome. So, looks like you and I get to be the party bus stud. What? Of course you're a stud. Yeah, dude, we're gonna have to be extra careful when you're taking your shirt off during shows. We're gonna have fans surrounding our bus. No, that sounds good. I need to find my water bottle and then... Oh, fuck! Ah! Wow, thanks for, catching me there, Spider-Man. Yeah, I'm fine. I think I tripped on my shoe, and then I, like, these flowers are, like, super fucking strong. I cannot get them out of my fucking nose. Yeah, thank you. I'm good. Thanks for being there so quickly. Hey, do you want to watch a movie tonight? Maybe we can start a tradition of a weekly movie night while we're on tour. Sweet, it's a date. I wish. Ugh. Oh my god, you know my secret. The girls must have told you, right? No, I'm kidding. Of course, I'm kidding. All right, Rockstar, I'm going to grab a few snacks for the bus. Do you want anything? Oh, yeah, here. I actually grabbed you some of those already. Here you go. Oh, yeah, no, it's no problem. I know that they're your favorite, so I just grabbed them early. Anything else? Solid. If you change your mind, just text me, okay? Ooh, that's right. I need to find my phone. Yes, and I'll turn the ringer volume up, Dad. Jesus Christ, let me live. You're right. You seem more like the kind of person I would like being called Sir rather than Daddy. Whoa. I don't know why I said that. That was supposed to stay in my head. I'm gonna go. Doors this way. Ooh. And screaming fans are that way, so it looks like I am going this way. Jesus Christ, fuck. Jeez, we gotta make sure we make friends with this bus driver. He is already in a bad mood. Dude, who would have thought that two band kids would have made it out of their small, dumb town to go on a nationwide tour? Here, I got us this fancy bottle to celebrate. Are you sure? It'll be fun. Plus, you gotta fuel your body with something, because that way you can keep taking off your shirt during shows. No, I'm just kidding. I like it when you take your shirt off. I look forward to that part of the show because, like, it's one of the best songs that we play, and I actually love seeing you get all sweaty after you're drumming for, like, an hour. And what the fuck? I'm sorry. I didn't... I didn't mean to say that. You know what? Since we're leaving, I'm actually gonna hit the hay. Maybe take a nap. I'm still feeling a little sick. Maybe overwhelmed from the meet and greet. So the movie will have to wait. I'll see you in the next City Rockstar. Hey there, Rockstar. Comfy fucking beds, right? Yeah, that nap I took earlier was actually incredible. I ended up napping for 9 hours, actually. Feeling better? What do you mean? Yeah, I feel fine. Totally normal. Oh, right! Duh, I did say that I was feeling sick after the meet and greet. How is the shower? Okay, dude, what? What do you mean by that? Yeah, I took a shower. My hair is wet. Like, what? Moaning. You heard me moaning? Come on, dude, be real. I wasn't moaning. I was practicing our new song. Fine, I'm just embarrassed because I'm kind of frustrated because I've been thinking about my best friend's arms while I'm touching myself. Jesus, fuck! I'm sorry. No, dude, no, this is not okay. Ever since that meet and greet, I've just been... I don't want to say it.
It's just, I've been super horny.
I said that I've been super horny, like almost painfully horny, and I have jerked off like 3 times today, and I just found out that I can squirt for the first time. I didn't fucking know that, and I just keep thinking about you, and it's sick.
No, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean it like that. I just mean that you're my best friend, and I don't know. This is all just really fucked and really confusing, and I don't know what the fuck's going on with me.
You called her?
She's just our manager. What is she gonna know?
Hey, yeah, it's Max. Hi.
What?
Did anyone give me anything at the meet and greet? Yeah, of course. I got, like, fan art mainly.
No. I mean, someone gave me flowers. This girl who really wanted me and this gorgeous guy to get together.
Yeah, I mean, they smelled kind of strong. I threw them away a couple stops back.
Oh my god, dude, you are so funny. I actually really needed to laugh. That was really good.
Oh my god, you're serious.
What the fuck? Sex pollen? What the fuck is that? You're just putting two fucking words together.
Yeah, you're just making up sci-fi shit. Like, what is that? What does that even do?
Wow. Okay. So, uncontrollably horny, usually directed at one person. And you said this has happened to people in other bands before?
What the fuck? So what, you're just saying that I'm just going to get more horny and hornier until I die?
Oh my god, dude, there must be another option.
All right, well, this has been the most anxiety-inducing phone call I have ever had.
When my manager tells me that I have a fucking sex pollen serum racing through my veins along with truth serum, I was poisoned by a crazed fan, like... Fuck, this is like second album bullshit. This is our first one.
Just watch Saltburn and jerk off. What do you think I've been doing? Also, I watch things other than Saltburn to jerk off.
Jesus Christ.
Me? How am I? Well, you know, despite all of this, I'm incredibly horny and now afraid of death, just right when we're getting our big break, so I'm just doing stellar.
Oh my god, this is like so Josie and the Pussycat coded, it's nuts.
The only thing harder than you right now is your movie opinions, you are so right.
No, I would say that regardless of whatever's going on with me right now.
Shit, our show is in like 4 hours. I gotta get ready.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Just, I'll put up with it. My vocals just might be laced with sexual frustration or something.
Hmm?
Yeah, I will be. Thanks for your concern.
Yeah, take the shower, please. I'm probably just gonna use the one in the venue.
No, I wasn't gonna masturbate.
Well, I am now that I know that you're thinking about me doing that, you gorgeous prick.
I'm coming.
Oh, hey.
No, guys, it's just the heartthrob of the group, but with his shirt on, you know, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't disappointed.
Yeah, I was actually just talking to the girls about the surprise song.
Yeah, do you want to go outside and talk?
Yeah, that sounds good, actually. I was going to smoke this joint outside. Is that okay?
Cool. Hey, guys, we'll be back, okay?
Yeah, we won't take a long time. We're just going to talk. God, Jesus, Buffy.
Well, is there anything in particular you want to talk about, or just my impending death? Yeah, well, it's sure the talk of my universe right now. It's kind of all I can think about and all I can focus on.
Oh, hey, by the way, for the Spice song, we're thinking about, we were gonna, sorry, we haven't done a show in a couple of weeks and everything, just been practicing, and I'm just now realizing I haven't seen you shirtless in a while, and I forgot you've been working out since we got signed. Jesus Christ, have your pecs always looked like that? Yeah, no, you look amazing. You've always looked amazing. What? I'm sorry. I truly wasn't listening. What do you mean, look? I like can't stop looking at you, dude. Okay, yeah, it's our band logo.
Holy fuck, that's our band logo. You got our band logo tattooed on your arm? That's fucking sick. Oh shit, sorry, I didn't mean to grab you by the shoulders. I just needed to get a closer look. I can't fucking believe how nice your arms have gotten. And the line work's really good. Fuck, your muscles are fucking crazy, dude. Oh my god, I would love to have your hands just fucking wrapped around my throat. I'm sorry. Is the tattoo's really cool? Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about? Holy shit, way to just come out right with it. Really appreciate the straightforwardness of it all. Well, yeah, I am still sexually frustrated, if that wasn't clear. I think I've jerked off, 6 times today. Yeah, well, it's that little dash of truth serum that's coursing through my veins right now. It's surely doing its job. I told our manager earlier that her bangs were way too short. Oh, God, please don't ask me anything right now, dude. All this bullshit running through my system right now has me so fucked up, and I just want it to be... What? I'm sorry. I totally can't hear you. My head's fucking spinning. You want to help me? Hold on. You know about Sex Pond? What the fuck do you mean you know about it? Are you like the Riddler or something? Ugh, God, you and all your fucking sci-fi fanfiction, you perv. So you really think you can help me? Do you know how to make this go away? Because I'm like fucking miserable. Yeah, I am. Well, I'm sorry. We have to what? We have to fuck? Oh my god, everyone is telling me the craziest shit I've ever heard in a really serious tone. You're fucking serious. Okay, so what? You know this from like your science fiction fan fiction that you read or something? Oh my god. So I can either die or we can fuck, because the attraction of the sex pollen's directed at you. So, oh my god, I hate how much sense that makes.
So, we fuck, I don't have to fucking die, and then I'm good, right? Okay, so, I mean, do you want, what are you doing? Dude, don't get on your knees, I'm sure this alley's gross as shit. You, fuck, yeah, no, yeah, I'm fine, it's just, you know, you're pretty much on your knees in front of me, and your, your hands are, kind of moving, fuck, moving up my thighs, fuck. Yeah, yeah, it's a short dress, whatever, I'm gonna put on tights in a little bit. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Yeah, you fucking keep doing what you're doing. You just have to stand up. Fuck, just stand up. I know. Despite how painfully horny I am, I'm just so anxious about the idea of you being on your knees in this alley. Yeah, but you can fuck keep your fingers right where they are. Oh my god, please. I don't fucking know. I don't fucking care. Fucking touch me, grab me, fuck me, please. Just do anything that you fucking want to me. Yes, yes, I want you. I want you so fucking bad. Fuck.
Buffy. Hi. Hey. Yeah, sound check. For sure. Absolutely. We'll be right there. Yes, yeah, he was just get out, Buffy. Okay. We should go. Yeah, sound check is gonna go by quick, and then we gotta finish getting ready, all that, so, I guess we can finish this after the show? Yeah, okay. I'll see you in there, Rockstar.
Thank you so much. Thank you. These are so cool. Oh, no. Thank you guys so much for coming out. We really appreciate it. Oh, my God. Those are so beautiful. I'm just not taking flowers right now. But thank you. I'm going to keep these pictures. Thank you, guys. Get home safely, okay? Hey, you. Yeah, I'm surprised you made it out unscathed. That hoodie's really helping you out. I should think about that next time. Maybe I won't get semi-mobbed like I did this time around. Speaking of hoodie, I should have grabbed one. I'm gonna go on the bus if you want to come with me. You know, fans are probably on their way homes right now writing fan fiction about this. Oh, absolutely. That little stunt that you pulled right before the surprise song is going to have them talking all about Twitter. I'm surprised we're not trending right now. Oh my god, don't play dumb, dude. As a little reminder, on your chest when you took your shirt off to reveal our surprise song, you wrote, "Maxine, when you sing these words, think of me." And then we proceeded to perform one of the horniest songs out there. Yeah, dude, 100%. I would say Closer by Nine Inch Nails is at least in the top 10 of horny songs.
Oh, yeah? You have a whole playlist?
Well, you should play it for me. We have, I think, 2 days until we're in the next state, so... Yeah, yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And to add on to that, I have to say that and this is without the sex pollen bullshit, maybe it's because we just had a great show or something, I don't know, but I'm so fucking horny, and I could really use your help with, what you were talking about the other day, saying that you and I specifically needed to fuck in order for me to start feeling normal again. Yeah, yeah. I would, oh, fuck. Oh, nothing. Just your lips on my collarbone like that. Oh, my God. Yeah, we can, do you want to do this in one of the bunks, or, sure, yeah, no, right here is fine, fuck, right here is fine. Don't worry about it, whatever we knocked out, we can just pick up later. Can I take this off? Okay, good. Yeah, mine, of course, you can take them off, of course you can. Just rip them, dude. It's like the whole outfit's just made up of fucking tights anyway. Just fucking rip it. Fuck. Oh my God, I love feeling your hands on me. Fuck. God, I love how fucking strong your arms feel after you've been drumming for hours. God, why are you so fucking beautiful. God, fuck, baby. I want to taste you so bad. Can I taste you, please?
What?
No. What do you mean, no? Why? I know. It's about, like, making me come so I don't die or whatever, but, like, I'm sure you're going to do that so we don't have to... No. You're just... Fuck. No, you're, I'm just distracted because your fingers are going down my nipples and you're, yes. I mean, I got them pierced like a couple of months ago. Well, yeah, I wasn't gonna tell you, it's not relevant to you. Yeah, it just felt, I don't know, I just, yeah, they're healed, it's been a while, they healed fine, I just, fuck, they're just really sensitive, yeah, no, it's, fuck, yeah, it's in a good way, no, I love, God, I love your hands. I love your fingers. I love them so fucking much. Yeah, I do. Just fuck seeing them grip around your sticks. It drives me fucking crazy. Yes. I want them inside me. Yes, please put your fingers inside me, please. Holy fuck. Holy shit.
Out of all the times I've thought about your fingers, I've never thought about how big your fingers probably were, which I
know sounds stupid, but I was just always thinking about how strong your hands are and how strong your fingers are, and I
Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck yeah. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. You're right. You're right. I know that you're a drummer and I don't have to tell you to keep a tempo, but fuck. Fuck. I don't know what else to say other than, like, just please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Fuck, baby. Please, please, please. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I'm literally never gonna call you baby again now that you've called it out. Yeah, well, my plan is for me to not call you dude while you're railing me. But now it's probably gonna happen. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. 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 Oh my god. I'm getting close. I'm getting close. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. 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 Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. No, 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 no. Normally it doesn't happen that fast. Fuck. What? Say that again? I'm sorry. I feel like there's a whole river rushing through my fucking ears right now. Taste me. You wanna taste me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not too sensitive. Oddly enough. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh. Oh god, oh god, oh my god. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Can you go down a little bit lower? Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Fuck. Yeah, it's great, it's great. I wasn't expecting you to. Oh, fuck me with your tongue like that. God, fuck, fuck. If our fans knew this is how you were in bed, the fan fiction would go so fucking crazy. Oh god. Oh god. Oh my god, baby, 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 fuck, fuck, fuck. Jesus, fuck. Fuck you, don't fucking talk to me right now. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck. Yes, 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 yes. Fuck, yes, put your fingers in. Put your fucking fingers in me, please, and fucking lick my clit. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Fuck, I'm gonna come.
Yes, yes, I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I'm gonna fucking come again. Fuck, yes, 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 yes. I wanna come all over your fucking beautiful face. Fuck. Oh my god. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh my god. Fuck, the songs I'm gonna write about this are gonna be fucking insane.
Yeah, yeah, no. I think we could get another radio hit in no time.
Now are the chances that you're gonna let me write you? Hi? Good, good. Lucky me. Lay back. Now, do me a favor. Stay still. Don't be a fucking brat, okay? Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck. Yes, I'm going slow. You're fucking huge. Jesus Christ. Well, I didn't have enough time to really boost your ego about that because I am really just trying to fucking come again. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, does that feel good? Oh, yeah. You fully sat down on that huge, thick fucking cock. Oh, my God. That's right, baby. Yes, yes. Thrust into me. Thrust into me. Fuck. Oh, my God. Holy fucking. Oh, my God. Yes, right there. Right there. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Fuck. Oh, that's right, baby. That's yes, yes. Fuck. Fucking to me. Fucking to me. Fucking to me. Fuck. Oh my god. Jesus. Fuck. 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 Yes. 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 Yes, yes, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes, please, please, baby, please, please, please don't fucking stop. Yeah, you're getting close, you're getting close. Fuck, fuck, I want you to come inside me so fucking bad. Please, 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 please. Fuck, yes, don't stop, baby, please. Please, please, I want you so fucking bad, please. Please, I can't come without you this time, please. Please, I need you. I need you to fucking come inside me for me to fucking come. Yeah? Yeah? Please, I want you to do it just for me, please. Please, yes, 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 yes. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Fuck! Yeah! Oh my god, baby, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, my God. Instant fucking headache. Fuck. Fuck. Are you okay? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm fucking amazing. I'm amazing. Fuck, I'm amazing. God, you're so fucking amazing. Yeah, yeah. Here, give me a second. I'm gonna get a towel. You sure? Yeah, yeah, that'd be good. Thank you.
You might want to get a big towel. Ooh, yeah.
Thank you.
Fuck. God, I just have to lay here for a second. I have to tell you something. So that song that I brought to you, Cannibalize Me, that I told you I had reservations about being on the album because I feel like it was like too graphic and too sexually driven. You kept telling me, no, Max, it's amazing. Like, it's so raw and so real. Like, it really feels like it's like about a person that you're like longing for, that you want. And you kept asking me like, oh my God, like I envy the guy that this is about, like, who is it about? And I was like, oh, it's like no one that matters, blah, blah, blah. Like, don't even worry about it. I wrote that song about you. Well, I felt like, a song comparing cannibalism to sex and love would have been kind of an intense way for me to admit my feelings to you.
How am I feeling? You know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling normal. Yeah, I'm not like painfully horny, and my stomach doesn't hurt. My mind isn't racing. My skin doesn't feel warm. Does my skin feel warm? Okay. No, I think that worked. I think you might have saved my life.
Oh God, you're gonna write a song about this, aren't you? I just know you're gonna write a song about this.
Yeah, well, it's just the thought of the fact that, like, the first song you write about me is gonna be about saving my life when you fucked me.
Wait a minute, what was that look on your face?
Would this not be the first song that you wrote about me?
Yeah, of course. I love that song. You and Buffy did a great job on it.
No.
No, no fucking way.
Oh my fucking God, you little perv. You wrote a song comparing my pussy to church.
Yes, you did, because I know Buffy didn't fucking write that. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck. Nothing.
I was just thinking. You and I are not going to be able to keep this under wraps. You and I are both too outwardly affectionate, and I was just realizing that the fans are gonna go crazy.